And I'm really excited to share some time with you today. As you guys have felt, you know, for me, coming off the trip to Hawaii has regenerated my batteries. It's recharged my batteries. It's filled my engines. It's tapped my core, whatever you want to call it. You know, it has done that for me, and I'm going to do everything I can to hang on to that. It's kind of like when you go to an event or to a fly-in or, or on a trip like we just had. You know, oftentimes when you come home from a fly-in, you're really on fire and you're really committed, and you have that feeling that you felt in the event. But oftentimes within a couple of weeks, that feeling has waned. And it's kind of like a plant. You know, or when you have a plant, you have to nurture that plant or it's going to die. And when you have that feeling, you have to nurture it or it's going to die. And you can get that feeling even without an event by just spending time with yourself or creating your own internal reevaluative event. And so it feels like this is the time to make that resolve. And part of that is because, again, I personally have just come off a trip. But it's also a time to resolve to, you know, make changes, if you will, and hold on to a feeling, grab a feeling and hold on to a feeling, because we do have a fly-in that's coming up. And guys, we will have not met for about 21 months. And so it's really important. And I was reflecting over the last 21 months, and there's been a lot of hurry up and wait, and there's been a lot of trying to move forward and then some setbacks and moving forward. And we've had some great people that have joined us, just even people on this call, you know, and I may miss somebody, so I forgive me if I do, but, you know, Russ and Tanya and Kim, I mean, we've got great new people. I know other people that are fairly new, Stacy, but, you know, what if we would have had 100 Tanyas or 100 Kims come in these last 20 months? Wow, right? 100 Russes. What if we had 100 new Beckys that had come in over the last 20 months, 100 new Terrys? Think of what would happen to your business if you had 100 more of you that were in your business with your kind of commitment to go out there and build. And so we have that chance right now. We have a chance. But it takes feeling and emotion, but it also takes a little bit of change. And Steve and I, we love musicals, as you guys know. Steve talks about them all the time. And there has been a musical on Netflix, and it's been a series. It's a series, but it's a musical, and it's kind of kooky, and it's done by Lorne Michaels, who's with Saturday Night Live. So it has some, you know, some edgy parts to it, but it's called Schmigadoon. But they have a closing song in it, in the final of the series, and it really spoke to me. And I'm just going to read a couple of phrases from that song, because I think it really applies to us right now. It says, this is how we change. Reimagine, rearrange. See ourselves through others' eyes. Reexamine, realize. This is how we grow. Blossom burst, melting snow. Find another way to learn. Let the soaring phoenix burn. And that spoke to me because as I look back in my life and I look at the times where it might be weeks, months, or years that I feel like I know I need to change something. I'm going to, I'm gonna, I shoulda, I know I can. It's just a matter of me making the decision, blah, blah, blah. And then it seems like when I finally do make a change in something important in my life, that's a lifestyle change, whether it's financial or physical or, you know, relationship, whatever it may be, the change really pretty much, once you have really changed, whether or not all the changes have been made, the decision, once you make that decision of that's who you are, you're a new person. Like, let me use an example of working out. When you decide that you're going to be physically fit, or you're going to do something different, then you think like that person. And so, for instance, in my example, because I'm on a fit kick right now, because an event happened in my life that made me do that, my big old birthday. And so I'm on a fit kick. But now I look at it and I go, well, I'm a fit person. So what does a fit person do? They get up early and they go work out, and that's their me time. And so it's not a drudgery for me to get up and do that now. Now, it was a little wobbly legged and everything, and there's been many times that I've attempted to go do that over the last 10 years, let's say. But this time it's different because I'm that person. I have now defined myself as that person. And so it's really, really easy for me to come first. So I reimagined myself as that person. I rearranged my life to be that person. I reexamined my world and what I really wanted to be. And I realized that I could go out there and do that. And that's just one example. So, you know, how do you make those changes? How do you really go out and change, guys? How do you, you know, whether it's doing these challenges every day, whether it's, you know, doing the activities, but not just to check them off your list, but to do them with the intent to make something happen in your limitless business. How do you do that? And there's all kinds of theories out there. One is a great theory. It's the 5-second rule, right? If you know that you have to talk to people every day, the 5-second rule is you don't let more than 5 seconds go before you just go do it. You make the decision and you go do it, because sometimes it's just that quick. It's that decision to be who you are. That's a 5-second decision if you really make the decision. So Mel Robbins, it's a great book, 5-second rule. Or you can go to the opposite end of that, and Harvard Health has a thing called TTM, and it's what's it called? Trans-theoretical method. Some big scientific thing, and it goes through 5 steps of making a change. It's pre-contemplated. You're pre-thinking about making a change, and you're think. In other words, they dissect the process of making a change. But at the end of the day, it's still all about change. Or, you know, I recall in one of my college classes, I took a course called Organizational Behavior, and it's a class that I've used my entire life. And it's about how you learn. You capture a concept, you expand on it with your own self, and then you teach it. And that's how you really learn something. And it was a really great course for me. But one of the things that they talked about was change. And they basically said, change really only happens in a person when the pain of not changing is greater than the pain of changing. If they had to boil it down to the most simplest version, you know, that's really change. So, you know, this is how we change, right? I read an article because as we are, you know, I feel a buzz in the air. Summer's coming to a close. A fly-in is happening. And I feel a buzz in the air of people who are like, I really want to go. I want to take my business to the next level. I really want to go do this. And so the heart is there. But then sometimes as we go out there to do the actions, there's some things that stop us. And it's no different than when we say, I want to eat better or I want to work out better. You know, things can stop you that you need to learn. What am I going to do to eat better? What are the small changes I can make? Do I have to just like, you know, abandon everything and start all over and spend 8 hours a day figuring out how to feed myself, right? And so, you know, those little tiny changes, you know, can happen. And one of the things that stops people is, who am I looking for? What's our real story beyond? And I'm talking the recruiting story, not just the customer story. The customer story is so easy because the products do all the heavy lifting. We have so many amazing stories to gather customers. I mean, I don't think any of you can look in the mirror and say, I don't know how to go get a customer. That just is a given. But recruiting for distributors who aren't just going to be wholesale buyers, distributors who are actually going to go out and recruit a team, right? We have a message that we have to get out to the world. Guys, we have something really unique. We get to slap Grandma Gravity in the face. And there's a lot of people that don't even know how to slap. They might even give up and say, oh, just let her slap me. Let her get me. Let her just get me because, you know, at the end of the day, you know, the one thing's for sure is death and taxes. But there's a market demographic out there that doesn't want to do that. And I'm one of those people. And I know everyone on this phone is one of those people. You want to have a better quality of life and you want to help others. End of story. And so, you know, dialing in, who are you and are you living who you are? Are you a good example of making yourself better? Not just taking our products, but doing those little baby steps. If it's just taking a walk every day or whatever it is that you know feeds your soul, feeds your body, and makes you a limitless lifer. And And it's also now, when it comes to building your business, it's doing those same things. What are you doing every single day? If you want to build a team, if you don't want to build a team, then go get customers and see how far you can take it. Are you at 1,000 PSV? Or can you get to 2,000 PSV? If you're only gathering customers, you know, we have a person who's been to 4,000 PSV, Terry Kempfert. You know, she's hit 4,000. I think, I don't want to leave it, I think Pam's hit 4,000. And I think Crystal Lowe has hit 4,000. So, you know, if you want to be a customer, then go be the best customer gatherer that you can be. If you want to build a team, then go build a team and go be the person that you want to also attract into your business. And then make that 5-second rule decision. So let me kind of tell you a few things. I'm heavily looking because we have a fly-in coming up, and we want to have a lot of really good material for you guys to take with you. And so I'm in heavy research mode, heavy have fun mode. I mean, we have a lot of things going on. But one of the things I saw on the internet, there's these lists, right? There's always 10 things you can do to blah blah blah. I mean, you can find them in every magazine. But there's these lists, and it's 40 things people regret when they hit 40, and 50 things people regret when they're 50, and 60 things people regret when they're 60. But there's a common theme in all of them, and it runs along the common theme with what we are at Limitless. And it is, number one, it's, you know, it starts in 50s, in your 40s is really when it hits. And guys, that's really where our market demographic gets the strongest, is people in their 40s and above, because that's when they start feeling it. It's just like Dr. Wisco says, and I quoted him in Ramp Up, you know, in your 20s, you know, you got to take care of yourself. In your 20s, you might, in your late 20s, you might start feeling your body the result of not having those peak levels of HGH, but you feel like you're invincible and you ignore it. But by the time you get to your 40s, you can't ignore it anymore. And in your 40s is when you can start feeling some chronic illness. Maybe you have to go on prescription meds. Maybe you start getting sleep disorders. You can't, you know, when you decide you want to lose 5 pounds, you can't lose it in a day. You know, all those things start to come into, the fog starts to roll in. And so one of the regrets that people have in their 40s, and it just gets more intense in their 50s and 60s, is I didn't take care of my body. I wish I would have taken better care of my body. And especially when anyone, no matter what their age is, they get into a fitness and that feeling they have when they after a good walk, and that, or a feeling after a good meal, or a feeling when they didn't overeat, that great feeling. That's like, oh, I wish I'd been doing this for the last 10 years. And so taking care of your body, and also not delaying good health habits. It's another regret that people have, right? You realize, especially in your 40s, you start to realize the habits that are ingrained in you, and they're hard to break, but you need to break them, or grandma gravity's going to get you, right? And so, you know, body, taking care of your body, not delaying good health habits. Another really important one, which folds perfectly into Limitless, is waiting to save. You know, you're told, start saving in your 20s. Save $20 a paycheck. Save $50 a paycheck. You'll be amazed how much you'll have when it's time to retire. But you think back then that you have lots of time. And so before you know it, you're in your 40s and you have too much month at the end of the money. And more people, by the time they're in their 40s, have way more debt than they have savings. And as it gets closer to your 50s and 60s, and you start looking at, okay, you know, what is my plan B for retiring? What am I going to do? And most people nowadays, many people are like, I'm just going to have to work longer. I can't just stop and go be on the beaches of the world. And that's where we can come in, because we can help with that. We can be that extra $100 or $200 or $500 or $1,000 or $2,000 or a dream income. I mean, it's whatever. They want to take that 5-second rule and take advantage of and be somebody different. Reimagine, rearrange, reexamine, realize. And the two things are that we have to learn how to play better, and we have to learn. We have to keep learning. And guys, that's what everything we do at Limitless encompasses. We play together as a family. We pray together as a family. We love each other as a family. You can't choose the family you're born into, but we certainly can choose the family that we align with in this earth. And I'm so grateful for our Limitless family, and I'm so grateful for the ability to change. I'm grateful for Limitless and all that it represents, that every morning I have a new day full of hope. And maybe during the day I got discouraged and I tried something new and it didn't work. But I can wake up every single morning and know I've got a Limitless family that has my back and that I can keep going. And the one thing in Harvard Health Magazine said, change is hard, but it's important that you keep trying. And so my challenge to you guys today is I want you to think back of a time in your life where you had a change, where something clicked and your life changed, whether it was by something that forced you to change or something that you made a choice to change. And I think the choice that you make to make a change is more important. And from that day forward, things were different, because that's what you can do inside your Limitless business. You can become a recruiter. We need more people telling the message. Guys, so few people know what Limitless is all about. And so many people need to know what we're about. And not just from a product standpoint, from a business opportunity, financial standpoint, people need to know. And so you need to find those people that are like you. But you got to be you. You got to do you. And so I want you to think back on a time when it changed for you. I want you to make that commitment to go be, if you want to be a builder, to go be a builder. At whatever level that's going to be, I want you to try and figure out how to take that 5-second rule and say, who am I today? And then go be that person every single day. Might not turn out the best every day, but you just keep trying. So I want to hear some stories tomorrow. And I'm going to call you out because we need more interaction. I love it. And I love all of you. And have a great day.